Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever feel like you're walking around with a brick wall built around your heart? You know, that thing where sharing your true feelings feels like stepping into quicksand? Well, buckle up because today we're talking about something crucial. Embracing vulnerability. It's not weakness, I promise. It's the key to unlocking genuine connection, personal growth, and yes, even a little bit of badassery. Think about it. Vulnerability is about letting your guard down, showing your authentic self, even the messy parts. It takes courage, right? But here's the thing. That courage pays off in dividends. When we allow ourselves to be seen, truly seen, by others, we build deeper connections. Ever felt a real bond with someone who shared something personal, even if it was a little scary for them? That's vulnerability in action, and it creates a powerful sense of intimacy and trust. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Riley, what about getting hurt? That's a valid concern. Vulnerability does come with risks, but avoiding it entirely can lead to loneliness and stagnation. Imagine holding back your true thoughts and feelings all the time. It's exhausting, right? Embracing vulnerability allows us to experience the full spectrum of human emotions, joy, sadness, anger, love, without judgment. It helps us understand ourselves better and navigate life's ups and downs with more resilience. Think about it like this. When you're trying to learn a new skill, whether it's playing an instrument or coding, you need to be willing to make mistakes. You have to embrace the learning process, even if it means stumbling along the way. It's the same with personal growth. Vulnerability is like that. It's about stepping outside your comfort zone and being open to learning and evolving. Okay, so how do we actually start embracing vulnerability? Here are a few practical tips. 1. Start small. You don't have to bare your soul on day 1. Begin with sharing small things with trusted friends or family members. Maybe it's admitting you had a bad day or expressing gratitude for something someone did. 2. Practice active listening. When others are vulnerable with you, listen with empathy and without judgment. Let them know you hear them and that their feelings are valid. This shows them you're safe to open up to. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We often tell ourselves we're not good enough or worthy of connection. Recognize those thoughts and replace them with more positive affirmations. Remember, you are amazing just the way you are. 4. Seek support when needed. Don't be afraid to reach out to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling with vulnerability. They can provide guidance and tools to help you navigate these challenges. Remember, vulnerability is not a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to connect on a deeper level, grow as individuals, and build more meaningful relationships. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a bit awkward, wondering how to break the ice. Instead of sticking to surface-level conversations, you take a deep breath and share a genuine observation about the room or ask someone about their experience. Suddenly, the conversation flows effortlessly, and you feel a real connection with the person you're talking to. That's vulnerability in action, opening yourself up to connection and forging authentic bonds. So, my friends, let's make this week a practice in embracing vulnerability. Start small, be kind to yourselves, and remember, it's through our imperfections that we truly shine. Want to hear more about how to cultivate self-compassion? Head over to our website where you can find links to articles, resources, and even a community forum where you can connect with other listeners on their journey of personal growth. Don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review if you enjoyed this episode. We're on a mission to create a more supportive and connected world, one conversation at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.